Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. As education is the theme of today's show, we have Dr. Reginald Eggleston joining us here. He's the superintendent at USD 475 Geary County Schools. And boy, I was just talking during the break here. I wanted to take a trip to Junction City a few weeks ago, and I did, because I'd been talking about this new high school that you're building out there for Junction City, and I hadn't seen it yet. Drove out there, west edge of Junction City, and holy cow, that is a big building. And it's going to be a nice facility. Where are you guys at in terms of the progress there on that school?
Well, we're actually on schedule. We've been conducting tours of the facility for about the last 2 or 3 weeks, just kind of building some excitement and momentum up throughout the community about it. We're hoping to have students in the building and moving around for classes next year. At this time next year, everyone should be in the building. Classes should be conducted. And so we're excited about it. Really excited about this opportunity. We believe it's a very positive and bright spot for the community, and something that the community is going to be excited about and proud of for a very long time.
Yeah, and it, like I said, it's a huge facility, and I know that this is not just the school here. There's some federal money involved with this new building project, correct?
That is correct. Because we have partnership with our military, and we can qualify for heavy impact aid funding, which gives us the opportunity to renovate facilities, take care of maintenance, as well as build or erect a structure such as the new high school. And so we're very excited about that. And know that it's going to provide a service to the community, to our partners for quite some time.
And the location simply, it's out kind of on the outskirts of town. Looks like for the next several years, you'll have room to grow out there should you need to. And I know probably for a lot of the school districts, that's ideal to have that and not be landlocked in the middle of town.
No, I think you're absolutely right. And if you notice, the middle school isn't far from it as well. So it's a very convenient transition from middle school to the high school as far as the distance. And again, having it in the location does provide room for growth and all the facilities that a comprehensive high school would need.
That being said, any news on the old facility, the facility that's currently in use? So is it going to be sold?
Well, at this present moment, we have put out a request documents to individuals who are interested in potentially purchasing the land or property. And then the Board of Education has not determined what the next steps will be. We're going to be having a strategic plan discussion this weekend. We have a retreat on Saturday scheduled, and part of that discussion is going to be surrounding facilities and future plans as far as growth and if we need to consider building a new elementary school, just things of that nature. Nothing has been determined, but we will have those types of conversations this weekend.
All right. Well, obviously, you were talking in the break that the building has served you well, what, 6 decades?
Yes, it's actually 61, close to 62 years old.
Goodness. Yeah, so definitely served its purpose here, and exciting times for that new high school. As far as some other events coming up here, what do you guys have going on in Geary County Schools right now?
Well, right now, we're at the end of our first 9 weeks. Excited about that. Excited about the success we've experienced to this point, and we're going to continue with those safety measures. Our football team will be in its first round of the playoffs, and I really want to compliment all of our students, the dance team, the cheerleaders, the band, the football team, all of the assistants and all. They have done a fine job of representing the school district in spite of the current environment we have that's surrounded by COVID-19. Our students have demonstrated resilience, and have really represented the community and the district well. So I really do appreciate their behavior and just how they've represented USD 475.
It's been nice to see that sports has been able to continue. I know how important that is to a lot of students and families, and being able to go to games. How will that change for as we get into winter sports? Do you have a limit on how many folks can come out to ball games?
We do have to follow the guidelines that have been provided by the Athletic Association as well as with the local health department. So all of the safety measures and the numbers as far as participants have to be approved, and numbers have already been established. We've been following that since the start of fall athletics, and we'll continue to follow those mandates and guidelines as we move through the rest of the year. So we're just trying to ensure that everyone knows. Of course, you have to wear your mask. You have to practice social distancing, use hand sanitizer. So we're just doing everything we can to continue with the events and allow a small audience to be part of the experience as well.
All right. As far as the calendar is concerned, any dates where you're not in school here in November, besides Thanksgiving, obviously?
Veterans Day, I know we'll be closed on November the 11th. But with the exception of Thanksgiving and Veterans Day, that will be it.
Okay.
We're going to try to stay in school as long as we possibly can and just take advantage of every opportunity presented to us.
All right. Very good. Well, it's always exciting to hear what's going on in our local schools. And Dr. Eggleston, you're in your is this your second year at the district? Is that right?
That is correct. I'm going into my second year. Been here about 19 months now. So been some exciting times. A lot has transpired over the course of these 19 months. Very, very appreciative of the opportunity to serve and to be part of the organization.
Absolutely. Well, probably never imagined in your wildest dreams you'd be serving as a leader of a school district in a pandemic, I bet. But this is certainly challenging times. And, you know, we look to our leadership to as role models here. So I commend you guys for everything that you're doing. And I know it's not easy, especially for the school board members and the teachers and staff. Students, obviously, just commend you for all the work that you guys are doing for our students.
Well, I appreciate that. I have to admit that I am surrounded by a fine group of individuals who are definitely committed to doing what's best for our students. Our teachers have done an outstanding job. I cannot say enough about how resilient they have been. I visit classrooms on a weekly basis, and I've just been excited about all the great work that's happening in the classroom. So again, just cannot say enough about how grateful I am to be surrounded with such a great group of individuals.
All right. Well, we'll leave it at that. Dr. Eggleston, thank you so much for joining us here this morning, and we'll talk again to you real soon.
Thank you again, and be safe, and look forward to talking to you soon.
All right, sounds good. That is Dr. Reginald Eggleston, the superintendent at USD 475 Geary County Schools. Thank you earlier in the hour to Cliff Williams and John Cox from Riley County and Blue Valley Schools, respectively. Coming up tomorrow, we'll have a conversation with Jesse Romo, the director of the Manhattan Regional Airport, and we'll also play you back some candidate interviews. Tomorrow we'll be talking with Craig Bowser, the candidate in the Senate District 22, as well as incumbent State Senator Tom Hawk. Those will be coming up 9:30 and 9:45 tomorrow morning.